And so tonight, as we know, we're here to honour Mary, our patron saint. A lot of quibbles have been made over why we do this. There's a lot of words that have been written about it, but I'm just going to offer you a few reflections and to say that it's extremely fitting that we celebrate St. Mary with music, because just as she manifested God incarnate into the world, so our musicians manifest some of that joy and that devotion that we're all feeling, and manage to bring it to life. So it really is wonderful. So a few thoughts about the occasion. My first thought about why we honour Mary is about our own relationship with God and our attitude towards his work. We heard in the Magnificat and in our Gospel reading this evening how Mary had exercised her free will in making the decision to say yes to what God was calling her to do, and that out of this faithful decision came a birth from which came renewal of all creation and liberation for all people. And like Mary, we also have free will and the ability to make decisions to be partners and co-creators with God. As Mary's faith makes God's entrance into human history possible, so we turn to God, we wait on him, and we can faithfully respond to his grace with our yeses. And it's this response that is at the heart of what it means to be a church, and we can see it tonight being at the heart of what it is to be a choir, as well as what it is to be individual Christians when we're not in church. Renewal, hope, change, growth, love, worship and transformation depend on us entering into the mystery and pleasure of God as Mary did. In our reading from Romans that we first heard, Paul tells us how God intended this to come about through embodiment, through kinship and family relationships. And Mary's relationship with Jesus brings into focus the destiny which God has promised to all his children. The great mystic Mother Julian of Norwich wrote that in Mary, our Lord speaks to all humankind as if he was speaking to one person, saying, "Do you want to see in her how much you are loved?" So in understanding Mary, we begin to understand ourselves as loved by God. Now, I think it would be a mistake to believe that from the moment Mary did say yes to God, she completely knew and understood the significance of her decision, the significance of her son was to have on history and humanity. This is something that would only have become gradually apparent over the course of his lifetime and her lifetime. First with his birth in Bethlehem, Jesus' wisdom of youth, his leaving home, the stories she would have heard about him from others, what he had said, what he had done, the healings, the exorcisms, the confrontations, his trial, the nailing to the cross, her holding his dead body, the body that she had nurtured and grown within her own body. Each step of the way, Mary had to reassert her yes to God and more deeply understand what her response meant. Hence, she grew in knowing God and comprehending the mystery of God incarnate. And through our responses to God, through our devotions here this evening, all the preparations which have gone into bringing about this beautiful celebration, and through our wider actions and presences in our communities, we can also enable Christ to come into the world. Mary's response isn't simply a moral right or wrong, or right versus wrong one, of choosing good over bad, and neither should ours be. What Mary's example shows us is that each genuine choice we make reveals who we are and not just what we do. Real free will is not about choosing which film to see, which pair of shoes to buy. It's about how we reveal and define ourselves in response to God and as children of God. One final thought from me. Mary's gift to the world came about through her trust in letting go and letting be. She allowed her son to grow up and be free from her control, however distressing this would have been at times. Her yes allowed him to be as his father had intended. And this means that our yeses to God, our visions of God, our worship of God, and our journeying with God should allow people to be themselves, truly themselves, as God intended, free from controls which exercise prejudices and stereotypes, so that people here can feel healed, renewed, transformed and liberated regardless of their age, their race, their sexual identity, or even how much or little they identify as Christians. So we celebrate and give thanks to God for Mary. We ask for a deepening of our dependence on him and our partnership with him. We thank God for the working out of his plan to bring us freedom to fulfill our own destinies in the light of his love, and to say yes to him and to one another. Amen.